almost like gospel, doesn't it? That's music by Claudio Monteverdi, a composer who was living and working in Italy about 400 years ago. Now, there are people in and around classical music who might never have heard works by Monteverdi or know next to nothing about the man. Well, one of Monteverdi's works, The Vespers of the Blessed Virgin, is going into our collection of essential recordings. And our critic, Ted Libby, thinks Monteverdi belongs in the highest pantheon of composers. Ted, hi.
Hi, Fred.
Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, and Monteverdi? It doesn't sound quite right.
Fred, it's right. He belongs in the handful of great composers. He was a figure of enormous productivity and of unparalleled imagination. He stood on the divide between two great style periods, between the Renaissance and the Baroque. He was the last great composer of madrigals and the first great composer of operas. So there he is, the culmination of the Renaissance and the father of the Baroque, a composer who wrote music of towering importance and very influential music in a number of different forms. I'd mentioned the madrigals, operas, and sacred music. So he was really able to do it all, and he did it with such gusto and with such originality and such power of emotion that he really set music on a new course. And that's why I think he belongs up there.
And that really does sound like Beethoven, too. Beethoven, who kind of summed up the classical era and launched the romantic era in music. And Monteverdi, you're saying, straddled eras in that same way.
Many similarities between the two in terms of their place in history and their importance in their own time.
Now, do you hear those two sides of Monteverdi, the man summing up the Renaissance and the man launching the Baroque in this piece, in the Vespers?
Absolutely. The piece was written in order to be a kind of demonstration piece, a little bit like Bach's B minor Mass, more an example of what can be done setting texts using different styles, and particularly the new theatrical style that Monteverdi was a great pioneer of, this style that really was the foundation of opera. So here is a work of sacred music, stunningly for 1610. You listen to it, and instead of hearing that nice, flowing, closely knit counterpoint that you would expect from a composer like Palestrina of the preceding generation, you get something that's half opera and half dance, and it's just staggering when you hear it. But some of the elements of the old style are still there. It's a marvelous melange of styles.
And in fact, there's a moment I want to play here, the Gloria from one of the Magnificats, the Magnificat for seven voices, where there's a lot happening. This is almost like performance art in the way he's using space here. You've got a solo voice, and then an echo voice, and then a children's choir.
Yeah, very operatic in one sense. The solo voice doing a kind of operatic declamation, and then this wonderful echo effect, which was a standard of early opera. And then the children's chorus with a whole, an entirely different thing, but it's all to the words, "Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit."
It's Nigel Robeson out front. Mark Tucker is the echo voice, and the London Oratory Junior Choir. Just a few of the gathered forces here for this recording. We've got the Monteverdi Choir, the London Oratory Junior Choir, His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets, the English Baroque Soloists, and eight soloists, all led by John Elliott Gardner in this 1989 recording of the Vespers of the Blessed Virgin from 1610 by Monteverdi. Now, Ted, there are about two dozen different recordings of the Monteverdi Vespers. Why this one?
Well, there are several reasons. John Elliott Gardner knows this music so well. He had recorded it already in 1974 with this group, which he founded and called the Monteverdi Choir. So you know how much he loves the music. But he was able to get the very best out of his performers in this particular recording. They went to St. Mark's in Venice, which was Monteverdi's church, where Monteverdi spent the last half of his life as the maestro di cappella, the chief of music. And you hear how wonderfully the sound hangs in the air and how all of these effects of distance and of separation and of different textures and qualities come through in this air almost miraculously.
Let's hear a complete psalm, a setting of Psalm 109, Dixit Dominus, sit at my right hand and I shall make of your enemies a footstool for you. This is the Old Testament God, and there's some blood and drama in this setting.
Yeah, this is a very dramatic setting, and it shows again how elements of the old practice and the new practice are brought together in an entirely original and surprising and striking way by Monteverdi. You get these dramatic unisons for the chorus and some very athletic fugal passages, and then you get the solo voices jumping in. They're being deployed all the time with virtuosic ornamentation. It is everything going on in music, and somehow Monteverdi makes it coherent, and more than that, he makes it expressive and moving. That's why this is such great music, why Monteverdi is such a great composer.
The Dixit Dominus from the Vespers of the Blessed Virgin, this 1989 recording on the Archive label, that's A-R-C-H-I-V, this recording by John Elliott Gardner, the Monteverdi Choir, and many others on this two-CD set. Ted Libby, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Fred.